God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So this is the Northern Virginia Service Center virtual public outreach activities workshop. We're doing phase one, which is the basic and general public outreach with something like suggestions as a, what do you call it? Bouncing board up to outreach to professionals. So I thought that we would do a meet and greet. We've already been doing that. I'm Carolyn R. and I am the Northern Virginia Service Center's area public outreach. And then let's go from there.
I'm Becky. I'm the district rep from Southwest. So I've got the western part of the state covered here, doing the pedaling as fast as I can.
I'm Emily. I'm the DR for Loudoun.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, everybody. I'm Allie. See, I am just a member interested in doing service. I'm in Northern Virginia.
Hi,
Allie.
I'm Romy. I'm the DR for the Fairfax District.
Hi, Romy. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Renee. I'm helping restart the meeting in Farmville. So interested in outreach.
Hi, Renee.
I'm Cindy. I'm the DR for Southside, and public relations and outreach are definitely something that I'm very interested in looking at. Thanks.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm Stacy. I'm your delegate, and I'm here because Becky sent me the invitation, and I love to attend these things. Plus, I actually do outreach for my home group in Suffolk.
Hi, Stacy. Nice to meet you. Okay, I think that covers everyone. All right, then.
Almost. We got it.
Who else
Debbie.
Is here?
We Debbie.
Hi, I'm Debbie, your area
Hi,
chair.
Hi, Debbie.
I love outreach, okay. And Becky sent me the information, so I was fortunate to be home from work early enough to get on here.
She's my boss.
Okay, then. So, possible ways to reach the general public. My very first outreach was, they were starting their very first fair in the city of Manassas festival. So I called them up to see if I could get a booth and told them that we were a nonprofit. And so they gave me a booth for free. That was nice. Then they got included and AA got included. Well, the festival got rained out and we were ushered into a coffee shop and they had a back room. And we all shared our public outreach ideas, and they gave me a lot of help. So that was pretty interesting for me. It's nice to know who the AA public outreach is in the areas that you're in as well. So I know who ours is here in the Bull Run area, but I'm not sure who would be. There is an inner group I know that is in Fairfax. My very first thing was to post flyers at the library. It's very easy to do. You just go up to the desk and you once a month and you ask them if they would post it for you. Now that I've been on the reentry council for the last 5 years, the librarian in Bull Run, all I have to do is send it to the flyer once a month. She copies it and puts it in the individual packets for each one of the libraries in the county. So there is a public outreach person with the county libraries. You might want to see, find out who that is, and see if you can send them one of the, I know there's a new one, but on the flyer, which we have on the Northern Virginia Service Center website, you can put in the information on, you know, your areas. I've noted that in popping into different groups, that some groups even have emails. So that was pretty interesting for me. There were two of them that actually gave me the email for the group. So let's go to page 10. This is the best of public outreach, a how to do it service tool for public outreach. And this is something, you know, you can go to, even though you might not be able to get everything that I'm saying. There's a lot that I'm going to be covering. So then we have the Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism that you can leave, you know, in your break rooms or waiting rooms, hospitals, beauty salons, among other places. What I did was I had a forum drive, designated a church where they could leave the forums, and also at the Northern Virginia Service Center. That was really successful. So it just asked people for their used forums. Let them know it's a forum drive that's going to be used for public outreach. Then the host facility where the meetings are held, have them put one in their office. See if they have a bulletin board that it could be put at as well. I've been to different churches before COVID, and you know, I'd be at the church, and I'd like, where's the information that Al-Anon's here? So the churches are usually very okay with that. This says donate books to the library. The libraries here in Prince William County do have how Al-Anon works. And then set up displays, distribute Al-Anon Alateen literature at health fairs, donate the books to colleges, churches, public libraries. I've given literature to probation officers, veterans, affairs, senior centers, women's shelters. Now the meeting schedules. We had a really nice meeting schedule that we would host at the host facilities as well of this district. Now it has to be redone. So that's one thing that maybe somebody could get a hold of the DRs to let the GRs know that, you know, to put up another meeting schedule. For those that don't have a whole lot of meetings, it's really easy because the bookmarks are free. When you order literature, you can get one of the bookmarks. And I know they were free up to $250. Our literature person has checked and they're still free. So that's nice to put at libraries as well. Let's see. Now we're getting to another, let's just think. Provide speakers and literature for community events. I've done Knights of Columbus, or Opioid Project. But I do speak about alcoholism, drug use, and I was representing Al-Anon at the intensive outpatient programs at hospitals. They call them different things, CATS and Fairfax. When they have a graduation, they have an AA speaker. Well, when I first went there, I went with meeting lists, you know, and I'm handing them out to them. And I'm like, this really isn't what I should be doing here. Okay, God, what should I be doing here? Okay, you give bits and pieces of literature to the counselors. Then after the meeting, after the speaker, he'll ask, or she will ask, well, do you have any questions? And there is dead silence. And I wait for that dead silence for a while, and I look at the body language of the speaker. Well, they're about to leave. My hand shoots up, and I go, well, what do you know about Al-Anon and Alateen family groups? I let them speak on what it is. When the first time that I went into the hospitals, there was only one person that had either, I don't know who they were, but a supporter. When COVID hit and it stopped, almost everybody had someone. So, yay for, you know, the counselors. I guess they were really using the materials that I was giving to them. And then also have a rubber stamp mailing address labels, or you can just write it down on the back of the free bookmarks, and with your meeting location and time. So, and there's also, you know, business cards that we've made just about Al-Anon. It has that thing that you can, I guess, put your cell phone to. I don't know what that thing's called, with all the, you know, code stuff, and you'll see them. So that's for that. Page 10, then page 12 was possible ways to reach professionals. I think that I'm going to use this right now just because when we do talk about the public outreach to professionals, it's going to be actually talking to them. So keep plenty of, you know, the used forms on hand. Take copies of the most current AFA magazine. This means actually calling the police station and seeing who's in charge of their public outreach, their resource. The churches, who's the pastor, meet with them, and nursing schools. I mentor young adults, and some of them are in nursing schools and have talked about Al-Anon and Alateen just by bringing in the AFA. Find out, you know, what mental health organizations, substance abuse agencies, are in your area. Then I'm going to get into some of this later. Start getting email addresses. Human resource departments of local industries, of course, religious leaders. We're going to do the schools later. Chaplains at military chaplains. And the Alateen posters and the Al-Anon. The new one has these beer bottles or whatever bottles you want to call it. And the old one, which is on the website, is what I've been using. I like it with when you don't know where to turn because someone drinks too much. We'll see that in a bit. So now we can go to G10. Do you have that, Becky? Okay, the Al-Anon Guidelines to Al-Anon Alateen Public Outreach Service.
Sorry, I'll get it in a sec.
These are great ones to use. We'll be getting into that too. Because that's a great introduction when you're getting ready to speak, is to put those three out. The three question guidelines. Okay, and then on the right side has suggested activities. And I like the one of plan a poster campaign for community centers, libraries, laundromats. There you go. Store windows, supermarkets, schools. That's more like universities, colleges. But there's more to it than that that I found out with universities and colleges. We'll get to that next one because I've gotten into the local ones. Make sure you get permission from the facility to post the, we'll get into what you'll be posting or what you would like to, just make sure that you know what it is. And back to the stamping, you know, on the bookmarks. So now I'd like to get into the Northern Virginia Service Center's website. And that is,
I get there.
alanonva.com, where the Virginia one is vaalanon.org. And of course, the W World Service Office is alanon.org. Okay, there we go. So what you would do is, you know, get into alanonva.com. See the bar, you have the home. The calendar, I think, is the Virginia calendar, right, Becky? Mm-hmm. Resources is where we're going. Okay. So two resources. Here's about the change process of meetings now that need to be, we have all the districts here listed. So I will email them a bit about what we have gone over. And now your public outreach materials. The one on the right is the one that I post. And then because that one's month to month, I'll go to the one on the left just to vary it out. There's a new poster too that's kind of different. And then you have these business cards. That's what Phyllis made up. And on the back of them has that, I don't know, what do you call that thing that you put your phone to when you get the information?
QR code.
QR code, yes.
You got it.
Thank you. I mean, these, the cards, when you order something from the Northern Virginia Service Center, ask them for some. And then when we get into fundraising, that's what you could use to have them made so that you can pass them out as well. There it is. There's that QR code. Yep. Okay. And then these other helpful links, these are free that you can download. I like the open letter to lawyer, open letter to teacher. That's pretty good. And then these are what I always bring when you know, I'm at a fair or if I'm in an interview. Is the did you grow up with a problem drinker? That's the one they take in jail the most. And then there's the two. There's the Alateen one. And then the other one, I think, is something about attracting and cooperating. There's just a lot of material there. Hi, guy, who are you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Matt S. I'm currently serving for public outreach in the Albemarle District.
Oh, nice to meet you. And then I see Peter's here. Hi, Peter.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter. Nice to meet you all.
Thanks for coming, Peter. Okay, so festivals, health fairs, police office, fire department, EMT, then your spring workshop. You know, the spring workshops have a list of some of the general public outreach with the cards that people can take and leave anywhere, and fundraising will do for the Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism. Let's see. We'll get in the newspapers later. AOCNA, I went through that. And we have all of these. So do you want to just go through it one by one, Becky, just so that they can see what's available?
Yeah, so I want to say that this list is also, it takes a couple seconds to load.
Are you troubled? There's three of them. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? Did you grow up with problem drinkers or whatever? And then it's the Alateen one. Those three are very, the traps for me, as well with the AFA and as well as those cards. Because you don't want to have too much materials, even at a fair, you don't want to have too much.
Yeah.
That's the other one.
That's the only ones I've got. Let's go on to.
But there's the Alex one. Okay. To the signs.
To the guidelines, or you want to go to AFA?
Oh, okay. We didn't do that yet. Okay.
Your call, so, buddy.
What's that, honey?
Which one you want to go through?
Just in the guidelines, go ahead, G1. That's good.
Okay.
Or G10. G1.
G1. You guys write this down, but this is all on both the Virginia area website and the Northern Virginia.
Go to that one, because this is what we're going to go into when we do the interviews with the professionals as well.
Okay. All right.
Now, with public outreach, when they say, you know, it's attraction rather than promotion, how I view it is it's educating the general public with information about Al-Anon. And I don't tell my story. I quote Al-Anon. I've been in Al-Anon for many years. I was a teenager, and then just say that my mother started in 69, I think, and it was an intervention. The ladies were taking her to church. She didn't want to go to church. So, and she's still around. She's 93, and she gets the cow every month. She doesn't drive, so she doesn't go to the meetings. And there on page 27 of the Best of Public Outreach, you have different road signs that you can put your group information on, and you can make them different sizes. And you can also add the cutoffs to them like we did. We can Bull Run.
Settling as fast as we can.
That's okay. Only 6:58. We've only been half an hour so far. Yay. Y'all hear my dove. If you hear this. All right. So where is she at now?
Here we are.
Yeah. Now. There you go.
Okay.
Yes. Public outreach posters. The podcast, that's later. Oh, I love what they've done. We'll get into that on the third one. Because you could actually email. There's a page from the WSO, and I sent it to my email. And guess what? I can push the buttons, and I can get PSAs. Which are pretty good, you know, because they could play them at the schools or, you know, in the jails, et cetera, et cetera.
Here we go.
So those are the posters, and you can print them out and do your own thing on them, which is pretty nice. What I would like is, since we're in the age of Zoom now and getting a lot of information on the internet, is to put the website for, if you have your group email, some groups have email, then you put the Northern Virginia Service Center's website address, put the Virginia website address, and put the WSO website address. Because you can take these and, yeah, put your own stuff in that, in the white area. And that's what you leave all over the place. That and the cards. And the AFAs to the professionals.
You can flip through these online, or you can just download the entire PDF. The Help and Hope, they took the year off, so they're not dated anymore. So we have this, but we also have the one in Spanish, which is awesome. La, la, la.
I speak Spanish, so I've been to some of their group meetings. They're so sentimental.
I don't hablo español.
Yo hablo español y falo portugués y champutais, pecadois, y se pone francés. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I speak Southwest Virginian.
Okay. They're great. They're great. Because it's a combination of, you know, parents, grandparents, siblings, spouses. There's doctors' views in it too, as well, mental health, medical. Then number 14, page 14, how to present information tables at health fairs and conferences.
That page 13, where 14. Are we? Sorry, I'm lost.
Page 14, how to do it.
Gotcha. There. Thank you.
So that's for public outreach.
There we go. There's just so much out there.
There is. I can't wait to hear from you all with some other ideas. But we're almost finished. There's just a few more things. Because we'll get to that one later. 39, or I think that's one of them. I'm going to go over. So we can just leave it on that right now, Becky.
Okay. All right, we're on 14.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, that was professional outreach. So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
31 later. 39 is what we'll be on.
Okay.
So Swift County and community organizations, businesses, and associations often have community health fairs. So you want to check with them and let them know what your email is to be invited. I just got invited to family orientation night, October 20th, that's hosted by the Prince William County Adult Detention Center. There are many organizations. I hit the jackpot when I got involved with them. So I am part of their council, and I get the emails from those organizations as well, like a OAR, Acts for Women Shelters, even 211 call center. I can't name them all. Let me just say that the resource fair in the jail, the auditorium, and the gymnasium was full of different organizations and their tables. So I think that what I'd like to do when we do the fundraising is to get some kind of a nice skirt for the table that reads, you know, Al-Anon and Alateen Family Groups. A nice, you know, like a little display thing that you can put the cards and one of the posters that we saw, and then have flyers and the cards, AFAs, and then I just have some of the pamphlets that are, you know, like spread out, you know, together, you know, the pamphlet, not for people to take. They take a flyer, they can take the cards, because I want them to get too much. I want them to go to a meeting. That's the purpose. Get them to a meeting. Give them that information to get to a meeting. They can get those things at the meetings. They can get it online. But I have it there. If they ask for it, of course I give it to them, you know, with a smile on my face and joy. So any fees that are required, I've never had to pay for any booth space. We're helping people. We are, what do you call it, self-sufficient. If they were to pass a basket, I'd put something in it, though. But they're pretty good about that because our budget's so limited. So when you do have the event, just have a nice tablecloth, you know, a display of literature, don't bring too much. I think this is stuff that everybody knows already, you know, say hello to people. Are you familiar with Al-Anon and Alateen Family Groups? If they say no, I go, well, have you heard of it? AA. Just not everybody says, I haven't had one person say they don't know what AA is. So I'll tell them that when the men were going to their meetings, the women that were going with them, well, they sat around the kitchen table moaning and groaning and bitching and complaining. The men were getting better. And the women noticed that they were so negative about everything. And that's how they formed, why they formed Al-Anon. They needed a spiritual program like the men. And same steps, traditions, slogans that AA uses. What's nice is that when the alcoholics in AA, their loved one, significant others, are in Al-Anon, then they have, they're familiar with the slogans. They speak a different language, and it helps each other with their communication. One thing that I say in family orientation is, for someone getting out into reentry, somebody in recovery, even disappointment brings them down. So in Al-Anon, we learn to program ourselves and change the negative into positive. So then let's get on page 39.
Okay. All right. We are 38 and 39. No, we're 37, 38. Okay, one more. There we go.
Okay. So each district, each group can figure out what public outreach project they do want to do. And it'd be nice to share that with these meetings. Here's what we did. Here's what happened. What group or the committee, district committee, enjoyed most about the project. What they enjoyed least about it. Other notes. So, there's also special guideline for special public outreach projects. That's for also writing and letting your district know what you did. Send it to your DR at the group level. For me, the most important thing is trying to get together with other people in your district. Form a committee. When I did public outreach with Full Run, I was actually nominated. My husband, the year before, had five hyperglycemic strokes. And when I found out that I was nominated, I was like, oh, well, that's news to me. But instead of saying no, I was pretty honored. But I've always been an entrepreneur, so I treated it like it was a business project. And in being an entrepreneur, I had to have a knack for reaching out, you know, to be able to be successful. One thing is, let's say that you're going to do drop-offs, like the library, the hospital, the fire department, EMT, police department. Just do it once a month. And sometimes one group can do it. And we'll run the women's group like that. And then they get together for their coffee time, or, you know, they'd have a little outing together afterwards. Another thing, in Virginia, they have what's called patch.com, and that's local. Have you ever seen that, patch.com, where you can post little event, you can post events for free? It's a local, I guess that should be with the communications director or whatever, you know, for media. So the forum drive, very successful. And then, of course, you have the form letters, an open letter to the student assistant professional. That's on the website, the NVSC website. An open letter to the human services professional, open letter to a lawyer, so open letter to doctor, spiritual leaders, and then one that was written by a student to his or her teacher. That was pretty cute. So you don't have to think about what you have to say or what you have to write. They're already done for you. So easy. So I guess it's time that I get some education on what you all have been doing that has not been spoken of yet.
Go ahead, Cindy.
I had to unmute myself. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I mainly had a question. Well, one of the things I have done is in our district, all of our documents, our history has been digitalized, you know, digitalized everything. Hopefully we'll someday be able to post that somewhere on a site. But in doing so, and going through all of our histories, we've accumulated probably about 150 forums, and they just kind of have been sitting there. And I read them avidly, and I know that some group members do too. But my one, I'm wondering, when you mentioned about some of the things that you can do with forums, I'm interested in finding that out, because you know, we can definitely, you know, get them distributed and that kind of thing. But I'm wondering what kinds of events or processes have been done successfully with forums. You know, putting my thought was, you know, putting the district meetings inside of the forums, and then, but you know, I know there's other things that I haven't thought about with that process. And when I talk with the GRs, I'm thinking about something that we can do with those, because we do have so many accumulated and they're so amazing and useful. So can you share with me what people have done with their forums that have been successful in outreach?
Yes, of course, the jails, they'll take them. The shelters, battered women's shelters, or, you know, homeless shelters, you can put the bookmark. Like I said, when you order literature, make sure that you ask for those bookmarks as well. You can stamp them if you're in a smaller area with, you know, your meetings. Let's see, the forums. Where else have I taken them to? Let's see, ACTS, SERVE, what's through my list?
We take them to our
churches, to the churches. Yeah, the churches that have the meetings, that host the meetings. Any of the places that host the meetings, we took them there. And that was great for newcomers. Where else did I take them? Oh, there we are. For the health fair. You know, those are things that they can take. The AFAs, I like to keep more for the professionals, give the forums out. And I always tell them that they can order them themselves, not that much, and their order forms on, they can tear out and send in on the back, or order it online. I gave it to, you know, like women of incarcerated loved ones, the festival, the health fair, ACTS, that was for the battered women's. Oh yeah, and also mental health counselors. Them you give the AFA, but you might also, you know, drop a forum off later.
But so we have Stacy has her hand up, and then Matt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Stacy.
Hey there. I've been on a mission. What's new, right? I've been on a mission to share and to remind people to go to the number one resource of our members, and that would be the AA meetings and our AA members. We need to keep that at, I think we need to keep that at the top of our list of public outreach, because if you go into an AA meeting, gosh, how many of those people have a spouse or a family member sitting in your Al-Anon meeting? Probably not very many. So I'm on a mission to make sure that when we do our public outreach, that we do not overlook our AA meetings and our AA members. And one fantastic, fantastic idea, I'm going to give the credit completely to Virginia Beach. They have created at their district level a position called an AA liaison, and that is a non-voting member who is usually a dual member in both programs, who can then is a part of Al-Anon, already knows Al-Anon, and can take information to AA and can help the communication back and forth. So this is a newer position. I think it's a fantastic position. It's another way where dual members can serve above the group level. Remember, it's not a voting position. They're there as a liaison. It's all safe and legal. But anyway, so that's my 2 cents. Also, funeral homes. Don't forget funeral homes in your public reach. Because so many there, because of the opioid, the crisis, the drugs and all of that, there's just so many people who are dying, and where do they all end up is the funeral homes. The family members and the funeral directors can help them with their recovery. So don't forget them in your public outreach.
Wow. Thank you, Stacy.
But that's it. I'm just going to end there so I don't take up.
Yeah, my very first outreach was that fair, and I wound up with AA and NA, and they gave me a lot of ideas. They're the ones that got me the information for the contact with the jail, the adult detention center. And once in a while, I'd stop in on their district meeting and give them tidbits. It'd always be a flyer at one time, or it'd be used forums. I forgot all about that. Yes.
I think thank you. Forums, that's another place to drop those extra forums into your AA.
With AA. Have
them read them and take them off to their family members.
Great. Thank you, Stacy. Here's Matt.
Hi. Yeah, again, I'm Matt S., and I'm working public outreach now for the Albemarle District. An idea that we heard from the last panel's area public outreach person in some of the stuff that she shared was the idea of doing an adopt a doc program and trying to basically the idea is to are adopting a little place or spot, could be any one of these places that you all are mentioning, and then continuing to take public outreach materials there as they're provided. So we're trying to do that in our district. I'm meeting some mixed success. It's kind of still a work in progress. I'm wondering if there are other districts in Virginia or maybe elsewhere that have done that kind of thing, whether they've been successful or not. I'd like to network with them and hear any other ideas that might be helpful for the adopt a doc public outreach idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. We are in Northern Virginia. I mean, we have so many. There is a national level that you can do that at. And it is in the best of public outreach. all the way to the end. It has that information. I always leave a used form when I'm at my doctor's. You know, they have their magazines. Why not? I put one in there. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Matt.
Okay, Cindy.
I'm glad that Stacy mentioned about AA because I had actually encouraged at the district meeting for our GRs to do that, especially when they have AA meetings at the same time as the Al-Anon. And so I decided that when, because my husband's in AA and both of us have been in the program for a very long time, me and Al-Anon and him and AA. And so we like to go to meetings together. He gave me permission to share that. But what's interesting is that the last meeting that we went to is one of our newer meetings that's just getting going. So I just decided that, I would go ahead over to the AA meeting and do the little spiel. And so, you know, I just share that, you know, we're just as sick as you all are, and that, you know, recovery is a wonderful thing for families. And anyway, right down the hall is an Al-Anon meeting, and just inviting them to encourage their loved ones to join with us and down the hall. And anyway, one of the old timer AAs was just feeling real smart that night, and he just looked up and said, "Well, I know all you all do is just talk about us." And so anyway, my husband's sitting at the end of the table there, and I don't know, my higher power just kind of put the words in my mouth, and I just said, "Well, you know, y'all aren't really all that interesting, you know, about a lot of other things." And my husband starts laughing, you know, and it said, and then I just told him, though, that, you know, I said, "There's some unhealthy, you know, AA meetings. You all have, I'm sure, experienced that." And they said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, there's some unhealthy, you know, meetings of all kinds." I said, "You know, Al-Anon too, but the one down the hall here is a very healthy Al-Anon meeting." So I would encourage you, you know, to have your family members come and give us a try. And so that's just an answer that I seem to run across pretty frequently. "Oh, all you all do is just talk about us." We really don't. But anyway, I just thought I would mention that's one of the outreach that we have been doing in our district to reach out to the AA that's right there, that seems to be, you know, like you all were saying, a pretty obvious thing to start. So and anyway, it seems to be, I feel like anyway, it's a good easy thing to do. And so we're definitely implementing that. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Cindy.
Emily, would you like to share?
Yeah, hi. There have been some really good ideas. I'm glad to hear some of these things. I'd like to start with a personal frustration about Northern Virginia first. We have so many districts and they overlap. And so I happen to be the DR for Loudoun, and everything with outreach has been Loudoun County oriented, but I happen to live and attend meetings in Fairfax County, and Fairfax County has a bunch of different districts. So I feel I've been doing Fairfax stuff, but I feel guilty doing that because I'm not doing it in coordination with other districts. So that's just something I would like for Northern Virginia to be able to discuss as a group, how we can organize that. I've mentioned it to some of the other DRs, but I would like to get farther on that. So that having been said, Loudoun District before the pandemic had a fairly active outreach committee, and we were doing a lot of things that have been mentioned. One thing in trying to get into schools and school counselors, I got referred to something called the Fairfax County Prevention Coalition, which I have now been attending virtually for a couple of years now. And we are now planning a series of parent meetings. It's all oriented around prevention, and I keep pointing out I'm post-prevention, and they keep saying that's okay. But trying to make it less happy-clappy and more, you know, for example, they had the police come and talk about searching your kids' rooms, which I've been there, done that. It's not something I recommend. So just trying to be more realistic in as a resource with parents. And so this is something that is coming up probably in the new year of doing a series of parent meetings, any parent who's interested in prevention, but talking realistically about what happens if your kid is actually using instances and how do you handle it? And oh, by the way, there happens to be a table in the back for Al-Anon. So that's one thing. And Loudoun County also has a coalition. Because we were Loudoun County, we didn't worry about whether Prince William had the same kind of thing. But that's something of just trying to make sure, because in this prevention coalition, it's the county community people, and as well as police, fire, wastewater, healthcare provider organizations. There's a whole lot of people. And so I've done a presentation to them on Al-Anon, and I just try to be there as a reminder of if past prevention, who do they need to refer people to? So that's one thing. Another thing for me is every time I look at county websites about what to do, it's always just AA and treatment centers. There's nothing about what if you're the family member. And I'm willing to bet that 95% of the people who check those websites are the actual addicts. So I would love to be able to get counties to put a little box in there somehow that says, oh, by the way, if you're a family member, here's a link to other resources. But I haven't gotten there yet. That's something I would like to.
Do you have their emails, Emily?
No, and this is something I haven't even tried for now since before. So I need to get back to looking at it. I'm trying to get a outreach committee for Loudoun District back up and running. So that's what the efforts are at the moment.
Yeah, the pandemic really threw it all off.
Okay, I'm Becky and I have something to say. I live in a very large area of the western part of the state, but the towns are pretty far apart, and my nearest meeting is an hour and a half to 2 hours drive. They're all at 8 o'clock at night. I'm in the mountains and I'm 66 years old. I am not driving to a meeting for an hour, drive for an hour and a half, sit for an hour and drive another hour and a half back. But I have an amazing AA group that is in Big Stone Gap. You may have heard of that. But they always include me on the community things that they do. And I always, they send me, this one particular lady sends me text messages. Hey, this woman in St. Paul, you know, and she wants to start a group, or she's by herself and she's, you know, her husband and she want to do something together. And it's been an amazing resource for me, this AA group. They had a community event where they had the drug judge come, the one who all the druggies appear before this guy, and they had the lawyers, and they had so many, the nurses, the health workers, and me, you know, and we got to go up and share however long we wanted, and then they fed everybody as well. But this was during COVID, and they still had quite a good turnout. So this is something that has really benefited, you know, me as well as my little district here. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you, Becky. Emily, what I'll do is I'll ask when I go to the family orientation. I actually have a list that I had asked Becky to on their emails to reorganize, and it's got mental health. It has Department of Juvenile Justice, Department of Justice. It has the halfway houses, I just can't go on because I'd be going on and on and on. So I'll show that because it overlaps, like OAR, that it overlaps a lot. So
it was one of those things I didn't get to. I'm so sorry. I will send it out to everyone that's here.
Well, no, Becky, you have time. Okay. I mean, I could go on and on. So if we have that for the professionals, and it's kind of like what Emily is going on. You know, I'd like to work with you, Emily, yeah, on that.
My concern is, how do we make sure we're not duplicating or overlapping or something? And, you know, we need to be sure we're as...
Hey, it's okay. The more they hear about it, everybody hears about AA all the time, you know? So to me, the overlapping would be okay, because the more they hear about it, the more they'll remember.
Except one of the things you mentioned, OAR, one of the things we were trying to do before the pandemic was every Saturday morning, the Fairfax County Detention Center has a family time, and OAR is there to answer questions and help people. And they had agreed they would hand out information. Mm-hmm. But how do we have a handout with meetings? I mean, we could have a QR code for the Northern Virginia Service Center, but it covers so much bigger an area than people in the Fairfax County Jail are going to want. And that's my frustration, is how do we provide the most useful immediate information to people that they don't kind of throw up their hands and say, you know, I'm not looking at meetings in Purcellville or something. So I'm trying to find a way to make this targeted, but it's too big an area and things overlap. So I spend a lot of time spinning my wheels trying to think about this.
Hi, Stacey.
I get where Emily's coming from about spinning their wheels, but this has always been my thought, is anytime I can do public outreach, all we have to do is reach one person or put the idea into one person's head that there's a program out there that when they're ready, they'll show up. So then I feel I've been successful. You never know who's going to get and make use of that public outreach information. And it may not even be the person you talk to. It may be the person that then goes to a relative and says, hey, you know, I heard about this thing. So public outreach is never, ever for naught. It's always positive. Whatever you do, it's going to reach somebody. And that's why there's always an open chair in our room, because somebody's going to show up that needed that meeting.
I can share a little bit of this, just to give you an idea of what Carolyn's talking about. All of these are Greater Prince William Area Reentry Council, and there's a lot of them. So that's a lot.
I hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
It was HP.
Yeah. I can,
you know,
do my best.
Position,
to
I
that.
Said no at first. I said no, not unless I can form a committee. And I just started going to different meetings. I didn't go, you know, out to the western area, which I think I need to do now that I've met some of you. But I would just pop into different meetings. And I guess that was just the way to do it for me.
Was that little?
And I recognize some of you. Huh?
Was your bird cooing just then?
Yeah, he's been making noise the whole time.
Okay, Allie C has a question, and then Romy.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Allie C. I'm in Fairfax County. I had a question about the Northern Virginia Service Center. So I know we're talking about public outreach, One, so I moved here from the Philly area, and I know one thing they have is an active answering. Like, there's a line people call, and volunteers can kind of sign up for, I think, a shift. So in joining this workshop, Carolyn had mentioned it in the fellowship of a meeting I attended. I was hoping there might be an opportunity at some point to show my interest in being there. So let the hand of Al-Anon always be there. So being there when someone reaches out. Is there anything I can do when someone reaches out for information or for help? And if not, can I sign up to be alerted in the future if anything like that is created?
The Northern Virginia Service Center is always needing volunteers. And whether it's answering that phone number or whether it's drop people want to come and pick up literature there. Yeah, you can definitely send an email or a call, but usually email gets faster response at info@alanonva.com, the service center website. They just had a meeting last weekend talking about how many days they will be able to start opening the service center on a regular basis on Fridays and Saturdays. They're going to try to do something, but they need people like you to volunteer, you know, for whenever you can. So, that'd be great, Allie. Just give them a call, or if you have a problem getting in touch with them, just whoever you know. Carolyn is a great person to know for okay. that.
I'll reach out to Carolyn. Thank you.
Yes. Romy.
You can send me an email at cr5254@verizon.net. I'm going to see if they have that volunteer page going again. We tried it and it worked, but yeah.
Okay, Romy, would you like?
Yeah. Yes, hi, I'm Romy. Thank you, Becky. An idea that I have that we haven't applied yet is like to reach out the detox centers. I know there is some around here. Personally, I was someone who went to drop someone a detox because I thought that that's how it works. You go and drop them and they just get detoxed. So, but it will be really good to have like information there because, you know, the guy was able to guide me or help me. And I remember he gave me the Al-Anon Service Center number. But that was really helpful, you know, having literature there. So if you guys have any detox centers in your area, I think that'll be a great place to. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Romy. Romy, do you think that they would, the one that you went to would allow the one of the posters to be displayed?
I can definitely ask.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was what on whatever page. I think it was 27, was it? Yeah, here it is. Yeah, it's on page 27 on the Best of Public Outreach. And that's on the Northern Virginia website, which is at alanonva.com. And you hit the resource tab and you'll see it says the Best of Public Outreach. And just click on it and you can flip the pages. So for all of those that are here to review any of this, it's in that. Most of what I've talked about is in that. That's the public outreach.
I forgot. I had one more question. Which ones are the bookmarks that you were talking about? I don't
know. I know I had one here. What happened to it? That's me. I get lost in papers. It's just a little bookmark. Where is it?
Was it like the business cards, or they were like the shape of a business card?
It should be on. It'll. Do you see it on the website?
Yeah.
The bookmark. I know they have the card.
They have the card. I'm not sure I saw the bookmark.
I can look for it.
Yeah, it's a bookmark. So if you're going to order, if you want some, you know, email me. I can mail some to you. But when you make an order on the order form, or just always ask if you can have some of the bookmarks. With me, you know, they would send me like 250. But like I said, I was so into it. I was treating it as if I would be, you know, on a business mission and research and then development. And then I, like I said, I hit the jackpot with all those organizations that I'm associated with now. So. Yeah, I don't see the bookmark, but you could use that as a mark. I mean, you can make them small. You can. I've been able to resize them.
I did hear that from a district
in the chat.
Oh, you found one?
Yeah, I have a bunch of them. They thank are you, Allie. Really great. Yeah.
Yeah, let me see in the chat. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Allie.
This is Stacy. I just want to share. I heard from another district that used those bookmarks that stamping them was not as good as putting labels on because
That was the Northern Virginia Service Center. Yeah.
So
it's get those material. Mm-hmm. And one of the libraries here, they have the label maker. And they also have, and they said that they would bring it and let us use it for days. And then they also have like the button maker. So I thought that would be good for the fundraising, you know, make the, and I have to get approval from WS, the World Service Office, you know, just to have the logo, just a logo, that's it, you know, or some kind of hope, faith, you know, hope, faith, or whatever, you know, some of the other one-word slogans. All things Al-Anon related. You know, do some crafts for the fairs, hand out. Or, you know, ask for donation. You don't ask for money, you just have something, you know. Oh, I really like that. Well, would you like to give us a donation and then hand it to them? I learned that from going to the Buddhist festivals.
Before you start doing this is where I put my delegate hat on.
Good.
Be very careful about who you ask for donations from. Make sure you're very clear on that before you go to these fairs and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Just do your research in the service manual, that's all.
Thank you. Will. Yep. I will do my research and development. And I always ask the WSO. I always will phone them and ask, you know. So.
Okay, well.
Hey, Peter, you got any ideas?
Ooh, sorry, I forgot I was muted. I don't at the present time, but I'll come up with some.
Great. Great. You can share that the next meeting you go to. And, oh, that's it. There were some people that couldn't make it tonight, like the secretary, a couple people from Northern Virginia Service Center. What would be a good evening for us to have the next meeting next month? A good evening and time. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Monday's not good.
If you're going to do something like a public outreach 101, the GR101, the Sunday is the best day to do those kind of things.
Great. About what time, Stacy?
2 to 4.
2 to 4.
Okay, great. Oh, great.
Just in people's heads so now that we're trying.
Sunday, 2 to 4. That's going to be the next. Y'all have come up with some really great examples and ideas. Thank you. All right, then. We can end this.
That's good. Yeah.
How would you like to end it? Of course, the Al-Anon Declaration. And the Serenity Prayer again. Okay, then. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. When anyone,
anywhere
reaches
out for help,
let the hand of Al-Anon and Al-Ateen always be there, and let it begin with me. Okay,
thank you, everyone.
See you all next time. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you so much.